because believe it or not, it's been 4 months since I preached last. Yes! It's been a while. So I'm actually quite grateful that we're a smaller crowd today. I honestly didn't know I can still get nervous about preaching. I am, yes, I was so nervous, and I am, even now. Now, what happens is now the Lord poises a bit of a curveball as well. So ek het nou al my notaatjies voorberei en ek het my dinges en nou kom al hierdie woorde uit, which kan ek net sê, ons praat vanoggend die topic wat ons vanoggend wil, how well do you trust? So it's just amazing that all the words that came through at the end is about trust, and it speaks about trust, and the Lord is definitely harping on this topic. Hy wil hierdie topic wil hy nie uitlos onder ons nie. En so dit was my bevestiging, geweldige bevestiging van dit wat ek voel die Here vanmôre wil doen in terme van dit. Maar nou hou gooi so hier en daar 'n tidbit in met die ding is nou dink ek Here moet ek my laaste paragraaf doen. Here moet ek my laaste bladsy doen. Ek dink amper ek gaan daai stuk skiep, maar nou wil ek hierdie stuk inbring wat sy nou gesê het. En dan skielik kom hy sien en wees en dan dink jy, hoe gaan ek nou hierdie ding, want jy wil ook nie met 'n mond vol tande staan nie. So, in geval. Let's get started. Ek het net 'n uur en 'n half, omdat ek so lank klaas gepreek het, 'n uur en 'n half preek voorberei. Ek het baie dinge wat ek wil sê. Ek het juist nou vir die ouens gesê dit is nou eers 10 uur. So ek het tot 11:00 tyd. Hulle kan koffie drink in reserve tyd. So ons gaan so battle your seats. This is going to be a long one here. Ons gaan 20, 25, miskien 30 minute as dit daarop neerkom. Ek het 'n preekie laasweek gekry. Maar weer eens, as ek nou net fokus op hierdie spesifieke preentjie, dan gaan 'n mens partykeer so 'n bietjie ook gedistracted word in terme van die groter preentjie, want die groter preentjie is die Here besig om geweldig baie met ons te praat oor trust, vertroue. Ek gaan nou so 'n bietjie mengels vanoggend en my preek is voorberei in Engels, maar hier's net Afrikaanse mense wat voor my is vir ons. Ek gaan dit so 'n bietjie mengels, want maak praat pragtig Afrikaans. So ek gaan ons 'n bietjie mengels. Julle is mos happy met dit. Happy met dit. So die preentjie wat ek gekry het laas keer, so sê, is my preentjie, is my topic hierdie. Die Here is besig om dit al vir 'n paar weke lank met ons te praat as 'n gemeente hier. Chris het so was toe Lee wat laas week gekom preek het ook. Die preentjie wat ek wel gesien het is ek het die preentjie gesien van 'n kangaroo. En 'n kangaroo is mos daai ene wat jy so as daai Australiese dier is. Die poorpoetjies, hulle toe 'n mini Tyrannosaurus Rex, 'n vriendeliker weergawe daarvan. En dan wat hy wel het is 'n pouch, wat hulle noem 'n pouch, 'n blue pouch. En hy hou sy babietjies binne in hierdie pouch. En die prentjie wat die Here vir my gegee het is hoe ons vertroue as 'n klein kangaroetjie. Ons is 'n klein kangaroetjie. Ons sit hier in ons pouchie. En ons kyk hier uit oor die pouch. En wat se vertroue ons moet hê in ons ma wat vir ons wat sy bepaal die rigting. Sy bepaal die spoed waarteen ek hardloop. Sy bepaal alles rondom my. Ek sit net daar. Ek het nie feeslik baie wat ek kan doen nie. Ma bepaal. En hoe wat se vertroue, instinktiewe vertroue dit bring by my om te sê maar ek moet vertrou want ek is nog te jonk om hierdie ding self te doen. Ek kan nie hierdie ding op my eie doen nie. Ek kan nie hierdie bepaal. Ek kan nie spoed bepaal nie. Dit maak ek skaars trek. Ek weet dit is swaar. En daai vertroue wat daar moet wees in die mamma kangaroo. Maar toe gesels ek met my ma en sy vertel toe vir my iets. Sy het verder gaan kyk na die woord toe. Ons het 'n klas Sondag en sy so 'n bietjie verder weet hulle gepraat in die kamp daaroor maar ook. So ek hoop ek double up nou op wat jy gesê het, maar daar was toe verder nog bietjies van hierdie pouch wat ek geleer het. Dit is my absoluut amazing is. Die pouch is eintlik is nie net 'n stuk vel waar daar hang nie. Dit is nie net soos 'n stuk breiwerk of 'n ding. Dit is hoe die mamas hulle babatjies dra met 'n kombers rondom eintlik maar net om 'n plek te hou nie. Dis eintlik 'n stuk dit is 'n vel of saaklik, maar daar's ligamente op daai vel. Hulle sê dit verteenwoordig amper 'n eksterieur baarmoeder tot 'n groot mate. Dit is dieselfde tipe effek wat ons eksterne baarmoeder. So met ander woorde wat gebeur is soos die kangaroetjie groei, so word hierdie pouch ook groter. So hy sê aanvanklik was hierdie groot pouch gedraaf, dink jy ook hier draaf dit homself uit dat die pouch groei soos die baba groei. Daar's ook en ek weet nie hoe om dit nou ons is almal groot mense. Daar's selfs wat sê die vrou? Dier. Tiets.
Teepo.
Dankie man. Ek kan nou vir 'n oomblik nie ek hak vas by bors.
Speen,
dankie.
Ek het nou gesmaak met dier.
Dankie. Daar's spene. Ja, dit spene ja. Daar's spene aan die binnekant van hierdie ding en twee ducts, milk ducts wat melk produseer. So dit is nie net 'n plek waar hy bly sit nie. Dit is ook 'n feeding station. Dit is sy plek waar hy sy kos kry. Hulle sê die beskrywing en beskrywing wat ek gelees het van dit is eintlik soos 'n all-in-one nursery. Everything that the little baby needs is in the pouch. En dis vir my toe verbreek so 'n bietjie toe my prentjie. Ek wou aanvanklik net gepraat oor rigting skool. Maar toe ek skielik daarby kom toe besef op die nurturing. Die caring gedeelte, die moederskap, waar jy kyk na die covering, die beskerming. Maar ook die individuele ding. Ek is 'n kleiner ouetjie as Stefan of Renier, soos dit in hier. Ek is 'n kleiner ouetjie as Renier. Renier gaan 'n groter pouch nodig hê as ek. En wat so amazing is, ek wou dit sê, 'n refleksie bom is 'n refleksie op my. Ek is klein. Nou, Renier is meer hier in Suid-Afrikaanse land as ek. Hy nader aan die ergste as ek. So, maar die ding is, en dit is wat vir my so amazing is van hierdie pouches, it's a little bit tighter my. Dit is 'n bietjie gemik op die individu, daai spesifieke babietjie, want dit groei saam met die babietjie. So my, as ek 'n kangaroo was, dan die maag nie vreeslik, daai ligamente sou nie so gestretch geword het nie. Dit sou nie so 'n vreeslike verandering of ding wees, want ek sou lekker, maar daar's wel 'n aanpassing wat gebeur in die pouch. Daar's iets wat geskoei, wat gebou word, amper wil ek sê rondom die spesifieke individu. Wat daar's. En dit was vir my so 'n mooi prentjie van die pouch. Anyway. So nou die ek het nou 'n skrif, maar ek gaan dit nie nou vir julle lees nie. Ek het nou 'n bietjie gedruk vir tyd, maar as jy so kyk, ek dink ek is relatief gemaklik dat almal van ons hier ken die Here. So ek gaan nou baie van hierdie goedes met praat as ek julle dink. Ons vind onsself buite die pouch voordat ons tot bekering gekom het. In sonde, die Bybel sê, ons is in sonde, ons is ou vlees, ons is dood vir God. Ons kan nie nou gee ons harte vir die Here nou. Daai in op sigself is 'n geweldige mate van geloof. Faith. Om iemand wat jy nog nooit gesien het nie, nog nooit van jy het nog gehoor van hom, maar jy het hom nog nooit persoonlik ontmoet nie, om dan te glo dat hierdie persoon kan doen dit aan ander mense of die Bybel vir jou gesê het kan doen. Dit is om my te red. Dit kos geloof. En dis nie 'n geloof wat ons in onsself vind. Die feit dat 'n verlore persoon sy hart vir die Here gee vanuit niks uit, sy gees wat dood is in daai plek, is een van die grootste wonderwerke. Dis hoe ek sê dit, dis my grootste ou wat nou voor my sit en hy sê een been is af en hoe groei sy been terug. Dis my grootste. Daar kom nie vir my 'n groter wonderwerk as 'n persoon wat tot bekering kom nie, want hy sit met 'n dooie gees en daai gees word lewendig gemaak en hy het vermoë om vir die eerste keer te glo Jesus kan my red. Want daai net die glo dat Jesus kan my red, dit kom nie natuurlik vir ons nie. It's not in us yet because the Holy Spirit is not in us. So dit kos af in my. Nou kom die mense en hulle sê nou glo ek Jesus kan my red. En puts sê Jesus my binne die kerk. Dan sê die Bybel vir my nou is dit nie meer is nie ek nie. Ek is nou in Jesus. Ek is nou in hom. Daar vind ek myself in kerk. Ek laat hierdie interaksie tussen in die kerk is. Dis soos dis is 'n eksessiewe weergawe van close. Ons mense kinders dra ons hier op die heup. So ek is close maar is op die heup. Naam is dit so hard as jy aan voor te swaar as ek net klim af. Jy gaan nou te swaar jy moet self stap. Die pouch is hier, die pouch is my so mooi weergawe van daai skrif wat sê van ons is in Christus en Christus is in ons. Dis so half vermeng met mekaar, dis so half deel van jou. So sê, hulle beskryf dit soos om te sê eksterne baarmoeder, soos 'n verlengstuk van die baarmoeder, wat vir my 'n beautiful beskrywing is. Ook 'n interessante feit wat jy nou ook nie van weet nie is, die baby actually poepie nie, in daai pouch. Hy weet dit, met ander woorde, dit is weer iets ook vir my daai gedeelte, dis baie van hoe ons met Jesus sê nie, jy maak jouself dus ordentlik skoon, en as alles 100% reg is, dan kom jy na my toe. Is nie wat hy sê nie, hy sê kom soos jy is. Hy sê vir ons, jy is ons vir Jesus, en dan die probleem gaan wees is, terwyl ons by Jesus in hom is, terwyl ons sy kind is, in die tydperk, kan ek jou nou al sê, gaan ek 'n paar keer in my broekie vuil maak, en hy skrik nie daarvoor. Hy sê, bang, dit skrik hom nie af nie, dit staan hom nie aan, dat hy sê nie, o, genade. En dit is so, ja, dit is nie wat nie. En so, ek hoef nie dit vir julle te beskryf nie, so. So, dit is vir my absoluut amazing, hoe die Here daai vermoë het om dit met ons te doen. And that's the couch, and let me find ourselves in the couch. Nou is my vraag dit, as ons net in Jesus was en Jesus was in ons, that sounds pretty simple. That's pretty uncomplicated, is dit nie? Net, ek moet wees eerlijk op. As het net ek in Jesus was, vir die rest van my lewe, dan sou dit daarom nie te complicated gewees. Dit is nie so moeilik nie. Jy weet, hy, ja, it sounds pretty easy. Maar die probleem, of die probleem, is nie die probleem, die challenge is nou, is dat, en dit is waar my couch, ek gaan so 'n bietjie weggeloop van die couch konsep, want anders gaan ons allemaal in dieselfde couch eindig, wat nou nie heeltemal dit is nie. Maar vir oomblik, kom ons sê van die kerk, is soos 'n giant couch. Jesus is daai couch. Jesus sê, daar is nie net die hoofstuk van, ek het op bekering gekom, en nou vind ek myself lekker in my eie couch hier. Die Here sê, heeltemal iets anders. Hy sê dat ons kom tot bekering, en wat is die eerste ding wat die Here doen? He adopts us, he puts us into a couch with other kangaroos. En skielik is ek nie alleen in daai couch. Skielik drink ek nie alleen nie, ek word nie alleen gevoed nie, ek is nie alleen, dinge sê, ek is nie net ek en myself en my mama nie, ek is nou skielik in die couch met 100 ander mense, 1000 ander mense, 5000 ander mense, of wie ook al, hoeveel ook al, believe it, because that's in the kingdom. En maar ook in die kleine sens daarvan, in Joshua, en in nogal kleine sens daarvan, in Joshua, gebouw, is jy in a couch, saam met die rest van ons. En which then gets awkward, en nou is ook daai gedeelte van, mama is happy, of is okay daar, sy kan het stam het, as ek miskien my broek vuil maak, jy weet, dis wat mamas doen, maar suddenly is daar ander maatjes langs my, jy weet, dis is daar, can't do something in die couch, and then that gets awkward, and then that gets a lot more challenging, in areas. Wat ook gebeur is, ons gaan nou so'n bietjie daarna kyk, daar skien ek ook een gedeelte van die Here wat ons saamvoeg, by mekaar insit, maar die Here nie ek nie, die Here sê vir ons, mingle, interact, lewe in mekaar se lewens in, spreek in mekaar se lewens in. Ek wil hê julle moet net langs mekaar met ander as die patch wat ons onsself in bevind in die kerk, is nie soos 'n patch wat compartmentalized is nie. Jy weet, jy het jou hoekie en ek het my hoekie en ons is almal in dieselfde patch, maar elke ou het sy nie. Die Bybel praat van ons is daar is nie skeiding tussen ons en hierdie patch nie. En nou hoor mense in die kerk en hierdie patch hoor ons goed is soos transparency. Ons lewe in die lig voor mekaar. Ons lewe nie in die donker nie. As jy goed het, ek vir julle wegsteek nie. Daar is nie goed wat julle nie van my weet nie, want ek glo dat ons lewe in die lig, in die pers, saam met mekaar. Accountability, met ander woorde, daar is een gedeelte dat ek kan so elke nou en dan draai, ek kan die kijk door die twee langs in die pers, en sê, hey, listen, hoe gaan ek met jou op die aarde? Hoe gaan ek met jou in die ding? Accountability. And that's a lot more challenging. Nou wil ek vir julle die vraag vraag. Dink julle, dat ons het meer geloof nodig, vir die hoofstukke wat volg, na salvation, na tot bekering kom, as wat ons, ek wil amper sê, officieel hoeveel het nie meer geloof, vir dit om het uit te stap as wat ons gehad het, om het ons tot bekering gekom het. Because it's more challenging. Ons het meer nodig. Ons het meer nodig. En ek het so bietjie gaan kyk, maar hoekom is het ons meer geloof nodig vir die challenges? En ek gaan weer eens, as jy my notas later aan soek vir die skrifte, dan sal ek gee, maar ek wil graag by die hart van dit uitkom. So ek gaan dalk miskien vanmorgen so 'n bietjie minder skrif gebruik, as ek dalk miskien wou. Is dit reg met julle? Is dit okay so? Maar ek het skrif vir alles wat ek sê. Dat ek het so stel. So we need the same, if not more, measure of trust. Nou is daar seker nog iets wat gebeur. Die Bybel praat van iron sharpens iron. Jy hoor van daai skrifversie? Bybel sê iron sharpens iron. So nou sit ons langs mekaar in die pels en hier stuur ek dit in 'n skouers op mekaar. En ek praat nou nie van fisiese skouers op mekaar stuur nie, ek praat van emosioneel. En hulle sê potato en ek sê patata. En skielik verstaan ons hierdie manier ons nou sê. En die Bybel sê dis soos iron wat jy mekaar skuur. Haar persepsie, haar manier van dinge doen, die manier hoe sy dalk met haar kinders praat. Miskien het sy meer streng met haar kinders as wat ek is. Nou kyk ek na en sê, "Jesus, laat dit, maar sy is nogal baie met daai kindjie mooi tog." Sy kyk weer na my en sê sy, "Jesus, laat dit, maar hierdie ou maak wel as sy kinders hol hom. Hulle kan enige ding met hom doen." En skielik sit ek in sy dieselfde pouch en dieselfde binne dieselfde Jesus wat ons albei gered het. Ons het ons geloof in hom gestel en hy het nog steeds ons trust hom. Miskien is daar nou iron sharpening iron. En nou skielik is daar daai friksie wat gebeur is. Is een van die goed wat die Bybel van praat. Dan sê die Here ook vir ons verder. Hy sê that we are living stones. Dit kan ons gou-gou Ephesians 3 vers 10. Dit is hom net so een skrif, jy as jy gaan daar sê. 3:10. Ag nee man, dis is lief vir jou. 1 Petrus. Sorry. 1 Petrus. 1 Petrus 2. Jy sê ek is nou all over my notes. Jy moet help met die dinge by mekaar. 1 Peter 2 verse 4 to 5. As you come to him, dis die eerste ding. Ek het gekom nou so hier binne in die kerk. Ons het eers gaan kom, dis die eerste stap. Daarvoor het ons geloof nodig gehad en ons het vertroue in hom nodig gehad. As you came to him, a living stone rejected by men in the sight of God, chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. So hier sê jy, ons is stapie verder, as jy net op iron sharpen, dis een van ons challenges. Die volgende gedeelte is, hy sê, elke ene van ons is soos 'n steentjie. Elke ene van ons is soos 'n boublok. En wat die Here doen is, hy doen hierdie wonderwerk, is hy begin 'n kerk bou. Hy begin 'n spiritual house bou. En hy sit hom so steentjie vir steentjie en elke ene van ons bou hy in 'n spesifieke plek in daar waar die Here ons wil hê. En dit sê ek vir julle, dit is baie keer net so 'n moeilike proses, want daar's baie keer 'n kraakie wat nie so seer iron sharpening iron nie, maar baie keer iets wat binne in my moet verander en aangepas moet word. En moet afgekap word. Daar's dalk miskien 'n stukkie van toe ek gebak was in die oond as 'n steen is, as 'n lamp wat jy uit seer. Nou wanneer die Here my wil inbou langs my baas, sê ek net nou, ons is my baas skeef omdat ek skeef is. And the only way that God can fix this is he needs to cut that off. He needs to transform me so that I am a stone that will fit into the place that God has for me, into this living spiritual house that is called a church. Het jy nog? Why? Why? To be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That's the point of it. So that's the one thing. We have a challenge in it. And also what happens is if God's work in me, him transforming me, constantly transforming me, happens in front of you guys. You know how much that sucks? Often. Julle sien nou op my swakste. Julle sien my baie keer op my beste, maar julle sien my ook baie keer op my swakste. And that sometimes sucks. And that often erodes our trust in one another. Sharon kom een oggend hier, is 'n voorbeeld, is nie die waarheid nie, is 'n voorbeeld. Sharon kom een oggend hier, sy het nie 'n lekker week nie. Sleg geslaap, alles is net deurmekaar in haar lewe. Sy kom hier in en nou stap sy verby en sy groet my nie die oggend nie. Sien jy hoor? Nou, sy is die ene wat nie vriendelik is of wat ook al, daar's ietsie binne haar wat ons is, daar's 'n storm hier binne haar. Ek kry die effek van dit. Ek is die resipient, ek is die slagoffer van hierdie gedeelte van sy. Nou, is daar een van twee reaksies wat ek kan doen. En onthou, ons maak beurte. Vandag is dit Sharon, môre is dit ek. Môre is dit dalk ek wat weer die een staan. Dit sou dalk 'n swak voorbeeld, maar nie nou oor hom kry. So, nou is dit 'n gevolg wat ek dink is wat nou sou kan ek kan 'n reaksie hê van die vrou mens. En Biskop sê, groet my nie, sê, sy stap reg verby my, sy sal my wragtig nie groet nie. Nou, as groet dit haar, skroot, ek het nie lus in die besigheid, en ek los haar. Jy weet, die type van ding. En ergens is daar so'n bietjie defensive man. Ergens is die kwaai. Die ander optie is daar. Ek na Sharon toe kan gaan, en sê, Sharon, weet jy wat, ek besef jy sien jouself vanoggend. Ek sien die ding is, want so, ons reaksies met mekaar, ons interaksies met mekaar, het ook die vermoë om vertroue in mekaar te bou of te breek. En dis die volgende gedeelte wat ek wil bykom. Ons het al daarby uitgekom. Dat dis die Here se design, dis die Here se plan gewees om ons almal by mekaar in die kerk te sit. Dis wat ons glo. Ons glo dat die Here ons kan gou daai skrifgie ook net gou lees. Die een wat ek vir jou nou gegee het van 3:10. Ephesians 3:10. Ephesians 3:10. So that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might be known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. We believe that God wants to bring the gospel to the world through the church. So why don't we say, what is the church?
Us.
Us. The church is us. It's living stones being built together to form a holy household that God can actually bring his presence to and spend time and abide in us. That is church. So the fact that we are gathered here today is not man's design. Sê nie die saam. Hierdie was jou ons briljante plan wat ek gedink het, okay, die Here wil dit doen. Hoe gaan ons, dit was God se plan gewees. Hy het besluit daar moet 'n kerk wees. En hy het ook besluit dat die kerk gaan gevul wees en gebou word deur mense. Jy en ek. En ons is die ouens wat op die aansien daar. So met ander woorde, dat God se besluit is dat ons moet so saamgegooi word, dit vat geweldige geloof. It takes a lot of trust. I must trust firstly that God has decided to put me in this church. God has placed me here where he wants me. I need to trust that. But now the second part of that is I need to trust that the people that he has placed with me is also of God. Stem julle saam? Nou die kangaroetjie meer geloof nodig, né? Want as 'n gedeelte van ons op 'n tydjie is makliker om op 'n tydjie vir Jesus te vertrou, né? Het is baie keer makliker om vir Jesus te vertrou. Maar as wanneer ons kom en dan moet ons mekaar nog in vertrou, wat dit moeiliker raak. Want nou is daar gedeeltes wat afbreek doen. Lukas 4 vers 18, is nie op jou boot as jy kan hom los. Lukas 4 vers 18 sê dit, I have the spirit of the Lord is on me to set the blind, to let the blind, I'm paraphrasing here. Let me just say this, to set the captive free, to proclaim the good news and to bring healing to the brokenhearted and on the blinded and the can see. Now who needs Luke 4 verse 18? Is it die wêreld daar buite? Of is die gebrokenheid hier binne?
Beide.
So met ander woorde, daar is 'n gedeelte van ons het mekaar nodig. But we need to trust one another for the process of Luke 4 verse 18 to happen in our lives. And we need one another to enable Jesus to do those things in my life. So when there's brokenness, God is going to use someone in this body to help me through that brokenness, to come to a place of healing. When there's physical sickness, God is most, God can do things himself as well. You can even win a car, sit in the other kind of thing, what do? But man, he loves using people in my life. He loves using people in my life. He loves connecting us to the body and to others. And that's why there's a whole different preach that goes specifically about the body and the different gifts that's in the body and how God uses the different gifts inside of the body to do certain things. And so we need to trust one another. We need to trust one another. Do you agree with me? We need to trust him for one another as well. And that's where, even this morning, I asked you guys, just look at the empty seats. And there's something about this design of God and finding ourselves together in this pouch. If I was alone and I fell out of my mother's pouch for some reason, she didn't realize it for some reason. It's a lot less difficult to fall away when there's 20 people around you than it is when just one or two people is around you. And that's also part of God's covering and His design for us, and placing us in this pouch with different people and people itself. So that you're not alone. And then when you are struggling, when you are going through a difficult time, that there's people through which the Lord can work into your life and can speak through those people into your life. But do you trust that the Lord can speak through those people into your life? Do you trust that? How healthy is your own trust when it comes to the people? Yeah. I always want to say firstly, do you trust me? Do you trust me? And I have to say this, faith sometimes is easier than trust. Because faith often is just a thing, I believe that you can do what you do. I believe that you will say what you did. And so faith towards Jesus is a thing that the Holy Spirit works. It's a supernatural thing. It's amazing. The Holy Spirit brings faith. But when it comes to us as people, we don't always have faith in people because you're not Jesus. You're not God. So we work a lot on trust when it comes to people. And you know that saying, trust is earned? You earn trust. And so what happens is often what breaks down trust with people is bad experiences with others. Is when things do go wrong, when people hurt you, when something doesn't happen the way. That erodes that trust that you have with people. And even if Chris does something to me and he's broken my trust, often what happens is now I'm struggling to trust Carla as well, because he in some way or form is a representation of people, not Carla. So you will find if there's something broken in your trust towards people, you will see that it often pops up in other areas and with other people as well. It has that way of doing that. It has that outworking in that. And so what often needs to happen is that we need to come and ask the Lord Jesus, you have placed me in this pouch with other people. And I need you. If there is something in my heart that's struggling to trust others, the first thing is, I need to trust that you place them in my life. So first put your trust in Jesus. And then once He has settled you in that, once Jesus has really said to you, this is where I want you, then you ask Him, okay, Jesus, I trusted you for this now. I've got faith. You wanted me here. Now I'm going to trust you to help me trust people in this as well. And then He comes and He does that work. And that often happens. Together with some of the bad experiences. Because bad experiences will always happen. We're all human. But together with that, then the good experiences with people happen. And you start walking and journeying a road with people. And we have prayer times together. And suddenly Mark's problem, Mark's challenge, Mark's Goliath is my problem as well. Nou bid ons saam. En ons kom 3-4 manne rondom Mark. Ons vertrou saam met hom. Ons skiet op hom maar oorwinning in sy lewe. En ons is allemaal, ons het oorvan, jy's deur dit. And suddenly there's trust being built together. So there's a good to that. Often we focus so much on those that are hurt and we don't focus on actually what the good intention of God is. And that is that we reach breakthrough together, that we break through things together as well. So there is that element that often trust gets built up, often trust gets built, established through experiences together and walking together. But I want to say that if the trust between you and the Lord is good and healthy, and you trusting Him firstly that you are where you need to be, then often you don't trust me based on my interaction with you. You trust me in terms of His word, His instruction, His commandment to say, I wanted you to be there. And so it's not dependent always, because I'm going to make nonsense. I'm going to disappoint you. I'm going to fail in some way or form. But then it's dependent on what He said in that. And then there's some other things as well. Ephesians 4, where the Lord says, maybe we can read that together. And just before you put it up, my intention with this morning, my intention and my goal with this morning is twofold. I want to ask you to ask yourself the question before the Lord. Ask, Lord, how well do I trust? Firstly, how well do I trust you? Is my relationship with you based on trust and faith? And that I really have faith in you. And I trust that you are going to do what you said in my life. That's the first question. The second question is, Lord, where you have placed me, how well do I trust those that you have placed around me? And to back that up, to back up the fact that, or to kind of, there's a design that God has for everything in our lives. He's got a specific design for everything in our lives. When it comes to marriage, He puts out the design very clearly for us. He said, this is my design, this is my heart, this is what it looks like. There's a husband that leads and loves his family. And then there's the wife that nurtures and loves her family as well. And you've got the kids, and so there's a design for the things of this life. And the same thing with church. God has placed people in our lives. Firstly, there's leaders amongst us, community leaders, but also just leaders, not always in the form of a community leader, but there's leaders amongst us. And specifically in this season where God has started to raise leaders now. So for instance, Mark is standing in front these days. Have you noticed? God het hom gekies en hy het iets raak gesien in hom en hy het gesê die tyd is nou wat die Here vir hom gebruik in 'n spesifieke rol in ons, in hierdie body, in hierdie living house om 'n spesifieke rol te kom vervul. And that is to, from time to time, to lead us into what God wants to do in submission, but to lead into that. And now suddenly you will notice that the Lord is raising more leaders. It's not just Mark and Bridget. There's Carla that is with us. There's my mom and my dad, and Stefan and Sujane. And there's Anton and Ulrika that the Lord has started to raise amongst us. Niels and Lauren. Who's there? And so the Lord is starting to bring through leadership. And my question to you this morning is, as you see these guys now starting to lead, how well do you trust them? Because the problem is that we will not be able to move forward with one another and go into what the Lord has for us if we don't trust those that the Lord has raised them as. So first, we need to trust the body. We need to trust that the Lord has placed certain people, certain giftings around me to help hold me up and to help grow in this walk, to be with me in the pouch. And then the second thing is the leaders. And then there's, we don't have it yet in Krabbo, but then there's deacons that the Lord raises up, and then He gives them a specific authority to help run and govern the church with eldership, which is the next role, which is eldership. Now, I'm the only elder in Krabbo yet, but we trust that the Lord is raising leaders, that He will raise eldership, that we will also be able to represent on the ground here. I mean, we are, I'm not the only elder in Josh yet, of course. I mean, there's Ross and there's things ago. I think we're over almost 200 elders now in Josh yet that looks after the church. But the problem is you have to ask yourself the question, how well do I trust my leaders and how well do I trust my elders? And then the third question, and I'm ending off with this because I have just struck 30 minutes. So the last one that I want to say is how well do you trust God's the complete design? Because there's even Ephesians 4. Let's read Ephesians 4 together as well. Ye who descended is the one who has also descended far above all heavens that might fill things. He's talking about Jesus. So the he that he refers to, that's Jesus himself. Listen to verse 11. And he, Jesus, gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. And so you even have to take this a little bit step further, because it's easy sometimes that even within these four walls, we're a family now, we spend a lot of time together, we love one another, and so the Lord can work unity and trust amongst us. But now, there's a different layer that he's talking about. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors. And I'm not talking about I can teach. I'm talking men and women again that God has raised. He has put something of himself. Jesus himself has put a gifting, a specific something in that person to represent Jesus to the church. And he then says, listen, this person is representing me in this specific role, in this specific season, in this specific way. So for instance, in our world, the apostolic is guys like Andrew Selly, Mike Davies, Ryan Kingsley, Jonathan Conrad, Jonathan Stansfield. It's, you know, that's the apostolic. Then the prophets, Melanie Natwain, Nadine Barnors, and there's quite a few, Mervis and Amara, quite a few of them. That's people with a very specific grace and a very specific gifting on their lives that God sends often from outside of us to come and build up the church in us. And the thing is, because, and again, this is God's design. This is not something that we thought out, listen, even now. Because what happens when the eldership goes wrong? Say, for instance, me and Mark, we're the two elders here. And we are doing our thing, we're building, but somewhere we're building skew. We're starting to make something too much of grace. We're starting to say to the guys, listen, man, it's not so bad to sin. Really, it's not that bad. Jesus died for sin, so really, please, let's forget about it. Not that bad. Now suddenly me and Mark, we're starting to preach. Who is going to come and bring a correction amongst us? Yeah. And that's where God uses the apostolic. It's people with a gifting that comes in. They will see something that's wrong. The Lord will show that to them. And they will say, he's easy to hear. Or the prophetic. I remember we were once or twice. We were in something spiritual. Just a bit of a rut. It's like a thing that didn't go forward. Something got stuck. It verroes geraak. And dan kry jy vir Melani. Just an amazing prophetic gift. And Melani comes. And suddenly, just through a weekend or a prophetic time that we have together as a church, that thing comes loose and then we're going again. It's amazing how the prophetic works. And so you get through all of those things. The prophet, evangelist, the pastors, and the teachers. And that's what we need to grow together. And my question is, how well do we trust that design of God? So that we don't worry and about us, but knowing, listen, I'm safe in this couch because God has got something in store. He's got a backup. He's got something in store to make sure that even here we are safe and we are protected about with things. But anyway, I'm almost getting sidetracked. So I want to. Those are the questions, and I'm not going to labor anything more into this. I really felt the Lord wanted to make this a personal thing. This is something that you look at yourself and you say, there's a lot of people that I need to trust in this thing, eh? Walking Christianity, being a follower, being a disciple of Jesus, there's a whole lot of trust that needs to happen in this. Firstly, I need to trust Jesus, that what he says he will do. I need to trust him in everything that I do. I need to trust that he's got my back, he's protecting me, he will keep me. Sometimes when my flesh becomes very apparent, when I sickle weer met 'n ding wat ek 10 jaar terug hou, skielik sikkel ek weer met hom, dan moet ek Jesus kan vertrou dat hy my werklik vry kan maak en dat hy werklik kan doen dit wat hy sê in die woord. Huge amount of trust. We're going to trust We're going to trust the Holy Spirit to wake us up after we're dead. That's huge trust. It's like, I've put all my eggs in that basket. As ek moet gaan vertrou, ek het die gees gaan my wakker maak. That's what, yeah, that's a huge amount of faith, but we need to trust Him. And then secondly, we need to trust this body. We need to trust this body that God has placed us into. And we need to ask ourselves this question and say, Lord, and what happens now? What happens now if you realize, there is a problem. There is something here. What do I do then? How do I react? How do I respond to that? We humble ourselves. And we stand before the Lord and we say, Lord Jesus, as much as I trust you, as much as I've got, this is not too bad. But Lord, I need you, because the thing is, I'm going to need what people carry around me. I need that. The gifts, the part of Jesus that He has placed in each individual. I will not fully get to experience and encounter you, the fullness of you, if I don't trust those people that you have put in my life around me. And so Jesus, I pray, I ask that you come and that you heal that trust. That you restore that trust. All the way from the guys that's in my community group, the guys that's sitting next to me on a Sunday morning, through to the leadership, all the way to the prophets and the evangelists and the apostles, all of the people that God has placed in our movement, because that's God's design and that's God's heart behind it. God wants us to flourish. God wants us to grow. God wants us to get healed and restored. And His design for that is to put us all in the same couch. It's amazing. I would never have thought of that. I would probably think, you know, you do one person at a time, it's not easier. No, God, in His wisdom, in His manifold wisdom, He said, no, I'm going to do it through the church. I want to put people into a family, into a pouch with others. And I'm going to teach them to trust one another, to have faith in me and have faith in others. And in that, bring them to a place. And the Bible then freaks totally out when He says, I'm going to bring them into unity. The extreme version of trusting one another, unity. Huh? Can I pray for us? Lord, I really pray, Lord Jesus, that in this season, as a church, as a congregation, that you will work this in us, Lord. When we speak about trusting, when we speak about having faith, Lord, it is so important, Lord Jesus, that again, we don't try and work it out ourselves. We don't try, Lord Jesus, and work it through it. But we actually need to trust you to work that in us. We need to trust you, Holy Spirit, but we need to be honest with ourselves and with you. We need to come and stand before you and say, Lord, you need to show me, because the Bible also says that above everything else, the heart is deceptive. So sometimes I can't even trust my own heart. And so, Lord, I pray that we will be bold enough, have the courage to even include other people in this and say, hey, I want to ask your opinion. If you look at me, how well do you think do I trust others around me? Because I need the Lord to show me. I need the Lord. But I think I trust 10 out of 10. And then maybe your heart is deceiving you. Maybe there's something that you're not seeing correctly. So Father, I really pray that you will process this in us, Lord. I really believe, Lord Jesus, that you are moving forward with us as a congregation. I really believe, Lord Jesus, that you are moving into a season where trusting one another and trusting God is going to be super important. But Lord, we need you to come and do that. We can't work that. We can't work that. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.